From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Venezuela's opposition promises to keep up the pressure. Opponents of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro marched through the streets of Caracas Thursday, calling for a recall referendum against the president. The opposition was hoping for a turnout of 1 million people. Venezuelans are growing tired of triple-digit inflation and food shortages. But a separate protest by red-shirted government supporters also took place Thursday. Brazil's ousted president Dilma Rousseff has filed an appeal with the country's Supreme Court to challenge the Senate's decision to remove her from office for breaking budgetary rules. The appeal demands the immediate suspension of the effects of the Senate decision. The appeal accuses opposition lawyers of violating Rousseff's right to due process. If the court grants any injunction, the Senate trial will be repeated. A spokesman for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is denying U.S. claims that his government has agreed to a ceasefire with Kurdish fighters in northern Syria. The U.S. asked Turkey to halt its offensive against the Kurds and to instead focus its efforts on combating the Islamic State group. But the spokesman says that's out of the question. However, Wednesday marked a third day with no reports of fighting between the two sides, which suggests maybe they are heeding U.S. calls to end hostilities, at least for the time being. Gabon's interior minister says more than 1,000 people have been arrested since the capital erupted in violence Wednesday after officials announced the re-election of President Ali Bongo. Police patrolled the streets of Libreville on Thursday after a night of violence. This is VOA News.